I'm going to preface this by saying that I don't have this grandiose story of my dad that changed my life. In fact, for all 19 years that I've been on this earth, my relationship with him wasn't one filled with these epic stories about his work or adventures with me and our family. Rather, it was filled with many smaller events. Usually, he and I would be at some diner or restaurant together, talking about whatever was on our minds that day. Sometimes we'd be on walks with my dog, admiring the scenery and discussing life. Other times we'd be inside the house discussing TV or movies, and still other times we'd be in his truck, and he and I would share all the weird and wacky stories that would come from our workplaces. Now he's gone. I'm still coming to terms with the fact that the man who I admired and loved since day one is no longer with us.
I want to thank anyone who responded to Michael after he was shot. We know that you did the best to come to his aid, but his injuries were insurmountable. Do not blame yourself for not being able to save him. He and you face unpredictable dangers every day as you put your lives online to protect others. Michael knew the risks and accepted these as a part of his life's work. He would not consider himself a hero, but he was a hero, not because he died. He was a hero every day that he put on the badge to serve and protect others, and that's what all of you do also. Knowing that he was not alone and with his police family when he died brings me comfort. And to my brother Michael, I and everyone here and in spirit today love you. We will never forget you. Thank you for loving us.
It takes a special kind of person to do this type of work. You have to be rough, strong, courageous. Yet you have to be compassionate, caring, and God-fearing. You have to be fearless, be able to chase an armed gunman into a house. You have to have a selfless mindset to run in a burning home and save a life. You have to forget about your fears and climb buildings and bridges to talk a suicidal person from jumping off. Michael was just this to the highest degree. We can't do this in anger of his death and ruin what he pushed us to be. We need to police in honor of Mike and keep his memory strong. Let's do it the Mike way.